So it's March 3rd, 2012. I'm here today with Christine Jenkins, who I've met with before and have interviewed here in the same room. And I thank you again for coming to talk to me.
You're welcome.
Helping me with my research. And like I told Betty earlier today, it's very beneficial to, you know, my understanding of Kiksetti culture, but also working with you always really helped me to grow as a person and to think about the world around me in a different way. So. Yeah. I've made a lot of friends in you guys, and yes. I appreciate it.
So. Yeah, well, we love you, and we appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. So I have this whole list of questions, and don't feel, you know, overwhelmed by them, because we may not get through all of them, and that's fine. It's just kind of to help me lead the conversation, you know, if there's a lull. But feel free to go in as much depth or as little depth as you want on any of the questions. And the first one I have for you is, how familiar do you consider yourself with Tlingit culture, and specifically with the Kiksetti clan?
Well, I think I've grown from, as I'm getting older, and I'm hungry to know the knowledge. So, you know, I mean, to have some knowledge of the Tlingit culture, and it just each time when I was working at school that I could do a program, that's when I really would search and find a lot of information that I didn't know at all. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd say from always knew that I was Native Alaskan Indian, and my dad raised us to be proud of our Indian first, and because he was German, mm-hmm. and but he did raise us to. I never knew my mother, but I loved her dearly, you know, and he instilled that in us. And he raised six kids, and, you know, she died when I was two. Mm-hmm. So it was through him that I knew a little bit about the Kiksetti, and I knew I was Indian, and he raised us to be proud. Proud of our culture and proud of who we were. And one of the things that I remember as a child, remember what happened to me as a child. I was riding my bicycle and down the street, and I came across this older Native woman. And she had a kerchief. They all wore their kerchiefs around their head, and she had a long coat on and was walking up the street. Well, there were times when us kids would be together, they scared us, you know, so we'd run away. Well, I was alone riding my bike and going by her, and I said, and my mother's name was Susie, so I always thought her name was Susie for some reason. I don't know why. But I hollered out to her as I was riding by, "Hello, Susie," and rode on by. And I didn't know if she had been drinking, because sometimes, you know, I didn't know if she was drinking or just, I don't know. Because some of the older ladies were, and I think that's why we were afraid of them. And so it wasn't the next day. My dad, I was out playing with my friends, and I'm thinking I was about 10, and he sent my brother after me to come home, and I knew I was in trouble for something, but I didn't know what. And he really scolded me and got after me and punished me for speaking to Mrs. Austin that way. He said, she's Mrs. Austin to you. And you just wouldn't hear of me being disrespectful. So that was a lesson that I learned, you know, early in age. And I carried that thought with me, you know, all the time. So that I think that was one of the things that woke me up to the fact that that I was, you know, this of the same, I don't know what clan she was, but after that I think I treated the older elderly people a lot better.
With more respect.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, ask them if they needed help with anything, or, yeah, that was a good lesson I learned.
Right.